Be seated. Today's gospel reading seems to be out of place, doesn't it? This story takes place before the events of Passion Week, before the crucifixion, and before Christ's resurrection. For the last three Sundays, we've read about Jesus' appearances to Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and the other women in the garden on the morning of the resurrection. And we've heard about his many appearances to his disciples. Then all of a sudden, we're back to events that lead up to his crucifixion. So why this gospel on the fourth Sunday of Easter? Reading this text now gives us the opportunity to examine how Jesus' resurrection affects our life today. It tells us how important it is for us to be open to listening for and accepting him. It tells us how important it is to listen with our ears, our eyes, and our hearts. Although John declares Jesus' identity right from the start, in the very first verse, his identity and source of his ministry remain a puzzlement for many throughout the gospel. Even after his disciples call him Rabbi and Messiah, Son of God, King of Israel, the women at the well call him Prophet and Messiah, and at the feeding of the 5,000 they called him Prophet and King. And after many miracles he has performed, Jesus' identity becomes more hotly contested. As the crowds that follow Jesus get bigger and bigger, those in authority dismiss him more and more as Jesus, the crackpot son of Joseph the carpenter. And then the debate becomes even more heated when the authorities directly ask Jesus who he claims to be. They try to discourage the crowds by calling him a Sabbath breaker for giving sight to a blind man, saying that he's possessed by demons, and so on. But this gospel reading also reminds me that Jesus' identity is still being called into question today. In our time, debate continues as to Jesus' identity as the Messiah. Some say it's impossible. Some say he's misguided, disillusioned, and if they believe in demons, possessed by demons. Some people might say he was a good man in the wrong place at the wrong time. Why is there so much disbelief, and what does it take to be convinced? It's up to us to engage those who hold different views of Christ in an openly understanding, gentle manner, accepting other views, the views of others, as valuable opinions. Remember, Christ speaks to us through the voices and actions of others. I understand that our ability to listen and to hear strengthens our faith, and we all hear in different ways at different times. My friend Carol decided one day that her husband was losing his hearing. He wasn't responding to her questions or her comments as the way she felt he should. So she figured he wasn't hearing her. She called the doctor to make an appointment for Bob to have his hearing tested, but the only appointment available was 4 weeks away. But the nurse that Carol had spoken to suggested that perhaps they test his hearing at home before the appointment. The nurse told Carol to ask Bob a question about 40 feet away in her normal voice, and repeat that same question closer and closer until she got a response from him. The next morning, as she went about her daily routine, Carol asked from the kitchen, "Has the morning paper come?" Nothing. She didn't get a response. Over and over, moving closer each time, she asked the question 5 times. At the 5th time, Bob finally said, "For the 5th time, yes, the paper's on the table." Both Carol and Bob have great selective hearing. Bob is especially good at it, hearing what he wants to hear. But isn't that the way life is sometimes? No matter how many times we hear something, we either fail to perceive what is being said or we choose not to hear. We all have selective hearing. The crowd that gathered around Jesus in today's gospel, even though they could hear what he was saying and had seen the miracles that he had done, continued to ask him who he was. They wanted to be told plainly that he was the Messiah. I can imagine how frustrated Jesus must have been being asked constantly, "Who are you?" Why is it so hard for some to see, hear, and believe when for others it's right there, clear as a bell? The doubters in today's gospel chose not to hear because they didn't believe such things could happen. I'm not always listening and looking for Jesus, but I know I should be. I need to remind myself every day that he is with me. He is speaking to me. He is present in everyone and everything that I encounter. It's hard to concentrate on Jesus when our lives are so full of noise, so full of distractions. Who is to say what is Jesus calling us now, or is it being called away from him? There is a voice that tells us to do this and to do that, to be this and to be that. You're wrong, you're right. There are emails, text messages, voicemails. Can they all be calls from Jesus? During this election year, we are certainly bombarded by voices, some good, some bad, some true, some not so true. Much of what we hear is meant to cause fear and anxiety, much like those in today's temple. In today's gospel, John puts a lot of effort into setting the scene for Jesus' encounter with those in authority in the temple. He gives us a very vivid visual description. It's the festival of dedication, which is also called the Festival of Lights or Hanukkah. This particular encounter takes place on the portico of Solomon on the east side of the temple. You can visualize the grandeur of the place. The Porch of Solomon was no doubt a special place for Jesus. It was there that Jesus was seen often, speaking and teaching. And of course, John makes it known it's winter. You can imagine the cold, the wind, the gray skies outside. There's a group of questioners standing around him. There is anxiety on their faces. This is the setting for Jesus to be asked once more, "Who are you? Tell us plainly." For those asking, "Who are you?" the uncertainty of Jesus' identity is overwhelming. He's different. He's saying things they don't like. He's making them uncomfortable. And he's doing things they don't understand, impossible things. And those in authority feel as though they're losing control. They're uncomfortable. They're unable to recognize Jesus as the Messiah from his actions and from his good deeds. They're unable to believe the truth, even though it is right in front of them. So why are Jesus' followers able to comprehend and believe in the Messiah? Because something life-changing has happened in their hearts. They are able to see Christ in others as well in themselves. And just as it is today's gospel reading, there are many people today who are unable to hear and to see Jesus for who he is. But we can. We can give ourselves permission to admit we are empowered to recognize Christ, whether he is here in church, at home, on the street, or at work. And we do have the gift to see Christ in the faces of everyone we meet and everywhere we go. You, O Holy One, are above us all. We listen for your voice in the voices of others. We strive to know your thoughts. We strive to know you. We are yours. You are our strength. You are our shepherd. We look for you in the turbulence of our days and in the quiet peace of our nights. Guide us, Lord. Amen.